Let us pray. O gracious Holy Spirit, shape and bless the humble and human words I speak, and the thoughts, feelings, and responses of those who hear, that this might be a time when we plant ourselves deeply in your covenant of grace, and our hearts grow with gratitude. In Jesus' name. Amen. This is truly a festive day. It's Thanksgiving. We celebrate a new ministry. And we read from a great celebration of ancient Israel, the presentation of the first fruits. And since it is such a festive day, it's a day for a few more Thanksgiving jokes. The joke's on me. All right. If April showers bring May flowers, what do May flowers bring?
Pilgrims.
Pilgrims, right. Yes. You get it. They're all like that. What kind of music did the pilgrims like? Plymouth Rock. What do you call the age of a pilgrim? A pilgrim age. All right, at least I spared you the Thanksgiving knock-knock jokes. We're doing a little bit of cultural appropriation there when we tell Thanksgiving jokes involving pilgrims, because truth be told, pilgrims are not part of our story of Thanksgiving here in Canada. We each have different stories, different cultures. I was wondering, if you had a Thanksgiving tradition, a memory, something you may be about to observe this afternoon, or something which brings a warm smile to your heart, you had one Thanksgiving tradition that is part of your story, what might that be? Take a moment. Do you have one? If you can, if you're close enough, share that one part of your story with your neighbor. Turn to your neighbor and share your tradition.
Hello, neighbor.
Anyone want to shout theirs out?
Being together as family.
Being together as family, that's very much part of tradition. Remember those who have no family. We remember those whose family is mourning someone this year at this Thanksgiving. But we're together now. For me and my family, it has been pumpkin pie. And my mother always had an ingredient which made her pumpkin pies taste different than all the rest. And when I made pumpkin pies, I could never get them to taste like hers. And I asked her, what made your pumpkin pies different? And she couldn't tell me. She didn't know. And it took a lot of effort to finally figure out she added mace to them. You know, mace, it's it's a kind of nutmeg. It's actually the outer shell of the nutmeg. And it's like concentrated nutmeg. But she did it so much out of habit, she didn't realize she was doing it, and it was in none of her recipes. We finally figured out, and now we add mace to our pumpkin pie. We have these stories. They are part of what make us who we are. Israel had their story too. Part of their festival tradition was to bring the first fruits of the land to God. The first fruits belonged to God. In fact, as they ripened on the vine, they would tie a little reed around them to say, that one is the first to ripen, that belongs to God. And they would gather them in a basket. There were seven special fruits that were part of that land of Israel. Pomegranate, barley, wheat, olives. Can't remember the others. And they would take them and gather them in baskets, and they would take them at the great festival times of the year, beginning with the Feast of Weeks, or Shavuot, which is usually in June, and ending with the Feast of Booths, or Sukkot, which actually is tomorrow. And in those great pilgrimage feasts, they would make their way to the great temple in Jerusalem with their baskets. And through each village they traveled, the people would see the baskets of the first fruits, and they would greet their neighbors with celebration as they brought these baskets to the temple. And there in the temple, they would present their baskets to the priests. And they would tell that story. A wandering Aramean was my ancestor. You know, the beginning in the Hebrew is Arami Aved Avi, Arami Aved Avi. It's meant to be remembered, kind of like Winnie Weedy Weeky. You know, I came, I saw, I conquered. The wandering Aramean was my ancestor. I like how Everett Fox tries to get that in his translation, an Aramean astray, my ancestor. And then they told their story of going into Egypt, the small people, becoming a numerous people, and then undergoing great oppression and affliction, being caught in slavery. God, it doesn't say them, God took us. We were afflicted, we were imprisoned, and God brought us with a mighty hand to this land and gave us this land. It's not a story of cultural appropriation. It was their story. Their covenantal truth that this is who they were. The people who, as they worked the soil and brought forth their crops each year, recognized that this was part of their story of gratitude, their covenant of gratitude with the living God. Now we recognize today that this is also our story. There is a lot of talk about cultural appropriation these days. In fact, I read in Broadview, which is the new name of the Observer magazine, there was a letter written asking, can we still do Christmas pageants, or is that cultural appropriation? I'm sorry if we've gotten to that point where we think in those terms. Unfortunately, the person responded no, and I'm glad. This day we also respond that the story of the first fruits is our story. The only thing is, we don't appropriate it to our culture, we are appropriated to that culture. We are appropriated into the arms of God's love and care for us and all creation, and recognize that this land is a gift from God, and this story, which bears ultimate fruits in the gift of Jesus Christ, who, as Paul says in 1 Corinthians, his resurrection is the first fruits of the new kingdom. And that too is our story. The story of liberation. And the story of the triumph of love and life. That is the ministry that Carrie is committing to join with us today. That is the ministry we share with this pastor, Roy Chan, in Hong Kong. I don't know if you saw this story. It was carried by the BBC. Christians only make up about 14% of the population of Hong Kong. But this group of Christians goes out every day into the streets. They don yellow vests, which have a different significance in Hong Kong than they do in Paris, France. Put on these yellow vests to stand in the front lines of the protesters, or maybe I should say between the front lines of the protesters and the police. Their task is to protect both the protesters and the police. This is one of those Christians. He's 83 years old. He goes out into the streets, and they stand there, and they call upon the humanity of both sides, and they tell the police, beat us, don't beat the kids. That's our story. That's our ministry. We place ourselves between those who do not any longer see each other's humanity, who do not see any longer this gift of creation, defined in our roots in that covenant of God's love, our place and our story in this world. So Carrie joins us. We join Carrie. We join Pastor Roy Chan and that 83-year-old man. And with gratitude for all God has done for us, we continue our story in this world. Let us bring our first fruits, and let us declare, Arami Aved Avi, a wandering Aramean, was my ancestor.